When you think of athletic animals, you probably don't quickly choose a buffalo to fit the bill. But in a moment, we will try to amaze you with some facts about an animal that appears to simply be slowly grazing on the high plains. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
World Ag Expo is just around the corner. See the latest in agriculture February 11th through the 13th at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. See the top 10 new products, sit in on a seminar, learn about hemp in the new hemp pavilion. See all 2.6 million square feet of exhibit space. Admission is $15 at the gate or buy a ticket at worldagexpo.org. Use code FARMJOURNAL for $3 off your online ticket purchase. For more information, visit worldagexpo.org. The 2020 World Ag Expo, February 11th through the 13th.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
The National Buffalo Museum tells the past and present story of the American bison. Alana Zenos is the executive director of the museum in Jamestown, North Dakota. She says visitors are often surprised by some facts about the animals they can see here.
They're surprised that the animals are so big. And when we talk about the animals, I mean, people don't know this, but bison are really athletic. They're great swimmers, which shocks people. From a standing position, they can jump over 6 feet in the air.
And a buffalo can run 35 miles an hour for up to 30 minutes. Those facts are surprising. Perhaps not as surprising, though, is a couple of animals you'll find here, one from the past and one from the present.
One thing that we have that people really love is White Cloud. She was a white buffalo that lived here for 20 years. Once she died, we had her mounted, and she's a part of our museum now, and people really love to see her because she's a really rare albino bison.
White Cloud may have passed, but the very rare albino buffalo lives on in a sense.
Dakota Miracle, he's White Cloud's son. She had 14 calves in her life. Dakota Miracle is white. He's just magnificent looking.
Jamestown has long been known as the Buffalo City, but it was a group of locals that helped bring that title to life through the museum and the herd here.
A group of community leaders basically got together drinking coffee one morning and decided, wouldn't it be cool if we had a buffalo herd that roamed underneath the world's largest buffalo statue? And they started putting these thoughts together for an interpretive center and things like that.
Today, visitors come here to see the artifacts, the Buffalo Hall of Fame, the herd of bison, and much more. It's a place that pays homage to an animal that has long been a symbol of the High Plains. Traveling the countryside in Jamestown, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.